In opposition, Malcolm Turnbull was given the job of destroying Labour's NBN plan. Now in government, some say he may be open to adopting it. Industry groups say that by the time a transition to new technologies and an upgrade of the old copper networks taken into account, continuing with fibre to the home could turn out to be the government's best value option. Simon Lauder reports.
The Australian Industry Group has been a vocal critic of NBNCo's lack of transparency, saying without a cost-benefit analysis, it's impossible to know whether Australia is getting good value for money from the National Broadband Network. The chief executive of the group, Innes Willicks.
We believe there should be a cost-benefit analysis done, and there should have been one from the very start so that everything is laid out and then some informed decisions can be made around pricing, around models, around rollouts and how it should be rolled out and where it should be rolled out. And this announcement by the government today at least gives us some comfort on that front that there will be some more rigorous analysis done around the costs and benefits of a high-speed broadband network. And that's something we believe that should be done on any major infrastructure project of this size.
Do you think it's at all possible that the best value might be just to proceed with what's already in place?
Well, I think we just need to see what this review comes up with. That may be an outcome of this review, but at least if that is the outcome, there will have been, one would hope, a proper analysis with a lot of expert input to reach that decision and to make that determination. This may come up with a mix of technologies. It may come up with continuing to push one single technology. Let's just let this process work out.
Before today's announcement, the group representing internet retailers had expressed concerns about uncertainty around the government's plan. The chairman of the Competitive Carriers Coalition, Matt Healy, welcomes today's announcement, but says there are many questions the strategic review needs to address.
We have some clear air over the coming months to continue to roll out NBN and to be able to connect customers. But there is still the work that needs to be done between the government, the regulator, NBN and Telstra to give us clarity around how we're going to use the copper component under the government's revised NBN.
The government has asked NBNCo to consider using VDSL to bring broadband to smaller communities. VDSL is a technology which makes data flow faster over copper phone lines. Mr. Healy says that won't be an option for all households.
But the challenge is that, in a sense, everyone's copper is a little bit different. There are many different variables that play here in using the copper to provide faster broadband or very fast DSL, VDSL. And that's the kind of work that NBNCo will now need to do to ascertain what are the real likelihoods of fast broadband for people over copper, or whether indeed it needs to be fibre to people's front door for the government's commitments to be met.
So what's good value for your household isn't necessarily good value for your neighbour?
Correct. It might be that because of the degradation of the copper, maybe the way that it's corroded over time means that your service will not perform up to the 24 megabits per second that the government has set as a minimum.
Telstra has struck an $11 billion compensation deal with the government for access to its old copper network. That will have to be renegotiated now that the network may be used to deliver broadband to homes. Some of the copper may also need to be repaired or replaced. Mr. Healy says that will all have to be taken into account.
It is going to be tricky. Some areas are going to have it and some areas are not. And, it's our understanding that it's not really until you start to deploy this network that you understand the full extent of its attributes, that is how fast you, and the speeds are available over the copper. So it's something of a patchwork effect in a sense.
Now, if the status quo continues until everything new is in place, I guess there's no particular imperative for Telstra to hurry up on those negotiations?
Well, Telstra's currently getting payments for when NBN is connected to any house and the copper that was there gets turned off. So Telstra has factored in, as we understand it, to those payments. And so, in a sense, its negotiations with the government will take as long as Telstra needs to take. And in the meantime, Telstra will take that payment from the government.
Do you think there's any chance that by the time you factor in a transition to different technology or different mix of technologies, that the best value for money might be to just continue with fibre to the premises until it's all done?
That's a possibility. So if it turns out that the deployment using copper is very expensive and takes a long time, then it turns back to saying perhaps we stick with the current program.
The chairman of the Competitive Carriers Coalition, Matt Healy, ending that report from Simon Lauder.